Today, no rate cuts. The inflation genie is still out of the bottle. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, world's latest post covering finance and property news. The latest data from the US BLS shows that superficially the core consumer price index, regarded as a measure of underlying inflation because it strips out volatile food and energy costs, rose 2.7% in December from a year earlier. Now that's a touch more than the 2.6% annual advance in November, which was the smallest since early 2021. The Bureau of Labor Statistics wasn't able to publish month-over-month changes in the previous CPI report because it was delayed by the longest ever government shutdown, but the overall read came in with a 0.3% increase in both overall and core prices. The BLS estimated the CPI rose 0.2% from September to November because the 43-day shutdown prevented the collection of prices for October, resulting in the BLS using a carry-forward method to impute data, especially for rents, to compile November's CPI report. And while prices for November were collected, that was not until the second half of the month when retailers were offering holiday season discounts. The carry-forward imputation method treated October prices unchanged. It's worth noting that the core CPI has jumped by 0.4% and more in each of the past four Januaries. So ahead, inflation is expected to be stronger. They said the index for shelter rose 0.4% in December, and that was the largest factor in the all items monthly increase. The food index increased 0.7 percentage points over the month, as did the food at home index and the food away from home index. The index for energy rose 0.3% in December. The index for all items less food and energy rose 0.2% in December. Indices that increased over the month include recreation, airline fares, medical care, apparel, personal care and education. The indices for communication, used cars and trucks, and household furnishings and operations were among the major indices that decreased in December. And the all index rose 2.7% for the 12 months ending December. That's the same increase as over the 12 months ending November. The all items less food and energy index rose 2.6% over the past 12 months, and the energy index increased 0.3% for the 12 months ending December. The food index increased 3.1% over the last year. The absence of clean readings on inflation, as well as signs the US labor market is stabilizing after a run of weak payroll figures, helps explain why Federal Reserve officials are expected to hold the line on interest rates, at least in the near term. Diane Swonk on X said that it's still too hot and price hikes are compounding. Consumers are struggling with the level of prices relative to income. Food costs soared at their fastest monthly pace since the post-pandemic surge of 2022. That is despite some rolling back of tariffs on food by the administration to deal with the affordability problem. Restaurants also saw a surge. Many are now adding in a surcharge for tipped personnel as people are leaving fewer gratuities. Taxes on tips up to $25,000 were lowered this year and will show up as refunds in the spring. Hotel rooms and airfares also soared. Quit rates on leisure and hospitality were the only sectors to see a surge over the summer and into the autumn due to a loss on immigration. Apparel costs surged with the end of de minimis exemptions, which lapsed over the summer, and used vehicle prices declined. That moderation will be short-lived, though. Brace for a bump in used vehicle prices once tax refunds hit consumer bank accounts in the spring, she said. Core service sector price accelerated a bit, with core services rising 2.8% from a year ago. The Fed already has made it clear that it would pause rate cuts for the dust to settle on the distortions due to the government shutdown at its last meeting in December. It will double down on that resolve given recent efforts to influence the Fed's decision on rates. And the outlier at the January meeting could be Governor Moran, who returns to his post at the White House at the end of the month. He has consistently pushed for more aggressive 0.5% cuts. So, all up, inflation remains way off the Fed's target, according to XTB's Kathleen Brook noted, adding that there is no clear disinflation trend in the economy. The combination of elevated wages growth and a strong economy may keep price pressures above the target rate for the foreseeable future, she added. Now, this latches into the latest in the Trump-Powell saga and the tussle over rate policy and Fed independence. The US Supreme Court will hear arguments on January the 21st relating to President Donald Trump's efforts to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Analysts argue that should the White House win the case, it could set an important precedent for the president's ongoing quest to oust Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Central bank chiefs from across the world have actually issued a statement in support of Powell as news broke on Monday that he was to be subject to a criminal investigation into testimony he gave about recent renovations at Federal Reserve headquarters in Washington. He issued a video statement saying he believed the Fed's independence was under attack. He indicated that the legal threat had nothing to do with the Federal Reserve renovations, but rather that Trump wants the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. The logic is that this would be easier if Powell left the Federal Reserve. This is about whether the Fed will be able to continue to set interest rates based on evidence and economic conditions, or whether instead monetary policy will be directed by political pressure or intimidation, Powell wrote. Now, 12 central bank chiefs, including the Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock, have put their names down in support of him. We stand in full solidarity with the Federal Reserve System and its chair, Jerome Powell. The statement reads, "The independence of central banks is a cornerstone of price, financial, and economic stability in the interest of the citizens that we serve. It is therefore critical to preserve that independence with full respect for the rule of law and democratic accountability." Powell said he remains steadfast in his commitment to serve the American people via monetary policy. "I have served at the Federal Reserve under four administrations, Republicans and Democratic alike. In every case, I have carried out my duties without political fear or favor, focused solely on our mandate of price stability and maximum employment," he said. "Public service sometimes requires standing firm in the face of threats. I will continue to do the job the Senate confirmed me to do with integrity and a commitment to serving the American people." Financial markets have seen the legal attack on the Federal Reserve as positive due to the potential for low interest rates in the short term. On the other hand, other data, like the recent employment series, does not signal an impending recession. In fact, last Friday, we got a result showing a 50,000 rise in non-farm payrolls and a small fall in the unemployment rate. So markets have all but dismissed a cut late this month, and the chance of actually any rate cut under Powell's term ahead, it's below now 50%. As the ABC reported, independent economist Saul Eslake said central bankers around the world would now be fearful of losing their independence too. The world's central bankers recognize that an assault on the independence of the US Federal Reserve, the issuer of the world's reserve currency, makes their own task more difficult, Eslake said. Not just because it threatens higher inflation and greater instability in their own exchange rates, but also because it sets a precedent for the erosion of their own independence. Trump actually has made a flurry of proposals to lower the costs of living, including banning institutional investors from buying single-family homes, as well as instructing the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which oversees mortgage finance giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, to purchase $200 billion worth of bonds issued by the two companies in a bid to bring down mortgage rates. High inflation has eroded consumer confidence and Trump's approval ratings and will be a political hot button this year as Trump and his fellow Republicans battle to retain control of the US Congress. Consumers were likely to care more about higher food and rental costs than the moderate pace of inflation that was cheered by investors. And that's the point, really. This is getting very mucky and murky. But the underlying takeout from it is this: the inflationary trajectory is still well above target, and central banks around the world are going to be wrestling with this for some time. Why? Well, because, of course, debt is continuing to rise, the bond yields are signaling higher rates, and, well, political interference, if it comes or not, won't do much to change that. So the bottom line is, expect higher rates, not lower rates, and expect higher inflation, not lower inflation. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.